What's up, Diamonds? This is Lena Jones, and you're listening to Lena Jones Just Me podcast. Today, we're going to talk about a subject that I like to title as sleeping with the enemy. Now, when I say sleeping with the enemy, I don't mean the movie. I'm talking about a completely type of sleeping with the enemy. But before I get started, I want to say I did get a comment on on LJDN Network, and it bothered me a little bit, but I'm one for putting those things out there, because if you put them out there in the atmosphere, it doesn't get to you as much, and then it allows other people to see how asinine that person may be. Or maybe you may not think they're asinine. Maybe you may just agree with what they're saying. But it was someone in another country, I guess, Iraq, or he had a Muslim name, could be American. But he said that he listened to my podcast hoping to hear something, and only thing he heard was me complaining and whining. Now, I don't know what podcast that he listened to, but you can check all of my podcasts, and in none of my podcasts am I whining. You may hear me complain, and I think my biggest complaint was the one when I opened up the business in 2020. I'm assuming that's what he's referring to, and closed in 2020, a month after it was open. And that's not whining. That's just anger, disappointment. Anger and disappointment over opening up something that you dreamed about and losing it at the same time. And anybody would feel that way. What am I supposed to be, not human? So I didn't even bother responding. The good thing about a podcast is you have a choice. You have selective listening. No one can tell you to listen if you don't want to listen. If you listen to my podcast and you saw me as being whiny, for one, I ask that you listen to my podcast again, because I am not whiny in none of my podcasts. That is one of the things that I try to stay away from, is being whiny. The other thing I try to stay away from is not exposing too much of my personal business, because it's very easy to do in a podcast, because you don't have anyone there looking at you or judging you. So it's easy to kind of just speak your mind on how you truly feel, especially when no one's in the room. There's no one in the room with you. So once you get over that initial nervousness of making a podcast, which most people have, then you can get to the podcast itself, the meat, the ingredients. I talk about subjects that not only do they affect me, but they affect other people. I talk about subjects that I have talked about with other people, subjects that have been brought to me, subjects that people are talking about. And that's what I try to talk about. And I put myself sometimes in this scenario, and sometimes I don't. Sleeping with the enemy is kind of bittersweet for me, because at one point I felt my husband didn't support my dreams. And if you ask me, do he still support them? I would say I don't know, because a part of me thinks that he doesn't, and a part of me thinks that he does. And I don't know if you are experiencing that with your mate. If you're living with someone, married to someone, engaged to someone, or just, you know, booty calling somebody, and you feel that you need to talk about what's going on in your life and where your goals are headed, sometimes that's not easy to do. And sometimes you're so comfortable with that person that you just go ahead and say these things, only to find out that they're not supporting you. And they may not say it physically, and say it verbally, and you may not see it physically. And if you don't, those are telltale signs that they're not really there. They're just letting you talk to them, but in the back of their mind, you don't know what they're thinking about what you're saying. there's no way I know what anyone thinks in the back of their minds, really. But that's what I want to talk about. So I'm talking about this subject today, and I got some tips here. And of course, you know, I'm an article type, internet type search person. I like to have some type of information because I don't know everything, and I like to have things to kind of back it up. I have people that are, you know, listening to me to find out what happened with the Egyptian thing. The Egyptian thing was horrible. I mean, I can't, if that's what people want to hear, boom, I've said it. It was horrible. I mean, did tickets sell? Yes, tickets sold. And I had to give back money for those tickets. And I lost money for those tickets. I didn't like the way everything went at the very last minute, the day before. When I got a phone call, that very disturbing phone call that kind of made everything go downhill. I wasted a lot of money. Yeah, I wasted about, I don't know, $2,700 total, close to three grand. Fortunately for me, I didn't cook all the food yet, so it could be in my freezer and I can do it in spurts. I'm not one to have a party every weekend or every time or something like that. I just wanted to have an anniversary party. That's all. I just wanted to have an anniversary party to celebrate me hanging in here, dealing with all this bullshit for 9 years. There it is. Boom. But anyway, that was that. And it's time for me to move on to other things. And I have. I do have two more events that were pre-planned. Actually, they were pre-planned before the anniversary party. Anniversary party is something I just spontaneously thought I'd do, and it was going to be fun. And I got condolences. Well, not condolences. I had people that call me and, you know, let me know that they were behind me. They'll support my ventures and things like that. And that really made me feel good. So that was the good part that I got out of that. The bad part I got out of that was not being able to have it. And it's not that I couldn't have it. I could have had it, mind you. But I couldn't have any alcohol. That was the biggest thing. So I had to decide whether I wanted to have this thing or have alcohol. And I wanted to pop the champagne bottles for my 9th anniversary. I wanted to pop the champagne bottles. But Virginia ABC saw to it that I didn't. And I made the conscious decision as to just go ahead and cancel the whole thing. If I can't have a celebration, what good is it? But anyway, back to the subject. So we're talking about sleeping with the enemy, sleeping with your mate that does not support you, especially if you're an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs have the most people who don't support, especially if they're blue collar routine people. If they're blue collar routine, believe that, hey, you know, you get a job, you go to college, if that's an option for you, you get out, you get a job, you have your family, and you work at that job until you retire, and then you take your Social Security or your pension or whatever you have, and you live out the rest of your days until you die. That is the average American dream for people who want to sit back and make money for other people. And I know that's kind of harsh to say, but it is. It is a reality. I mean, when you look at it, when you're working at a job, you are making money for the company. It's just that you're holding that company passionate and you, something that you care about. Most people, other people don't care. They're just there for a paycheck. But you have to realize that one day all of this is going to end. All of this is going to end. You won't be able to work anymore, or the company will find a way to get rid of you because you're getting older and they don't want to give you a retirement package or pension or anything like that. And if you haven't saved and did what you're supposed to do, you're in trouble. You're in a little bit of trouble there. So that's the average American dream. The entrepreneur dream is to make money for myself, make money in debt in what I'm doing, enjoying what I'm doing and making money, something that I don't mind doing until the day I do die. Because my retirement is in my own hands. The money I make is in my own hands. What I do with my business is in my own hands. And that's pretty much the mind of an entrepreneur. I think a mind of an entrepreneur is more like being, what I want to say, I completely lost it, but I'm saying that the mind of an entrepreneur is almost being claustrophobic. And I use that as a scenario because I'm claustrophobic and it's like you're being confined to an area, to a space that you can't stay in because it's stifling you to stay there. And that's how I look at being an entrepreneur. Have I thought about quitting? Oh, so many times. Oh my gosh, I can't even tell you. I mean, I thought about throwing it all away after I couldn't have my Egyptian event. But let me not say that because I'm whining, okay, to some people. But yeah, I thought about quitting then. I asked myself, what is it worth? But then I thought about all the people that I reach, all the people that I touch by being able to play their podcasts, listen to their podcasts, listen to their music and things of that sort. I think about all that all of the people that I will be letting down. I mean, I could say, forget it. You know, I don't care what people think or how I did, but I've been in this for too long. And I know you say, oh, you know, 9-10 years is not long, but see, I've been doing businesses and being self-employed prior to the LJDN network. So this has been a long haul for me. This is, you know, 1998 that I've been doing things of this sort in the video, graphics, website, doing my own thing and doing things for other people. So it's not just an option for me to just throw it all away. Because if I throw it all away, I also ask myself, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I don't know what to do. And I just don't want to be one of those people that's older and stuck and just have nothing else to do but basically be forced to be with the baby. You're the one that's watching the kids. You're the one that's watching the coats. If someone go out, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person. That's a personal choice for me. So if you have a spouse, if you have that type of spirit and you have a spouse that is not very supportive of that, that can be really hard. That can be heartbreaking hard because you need that energy as an entrepreneur, as a micro business, as anyone is self-employed that's trying to do anything for themselves. You need that energy. You need to have that positive energy around you at all times. Yeah, you can be positive. And I stay positive. I try to bounce myself back up. It's just that sometimes as the business grows and get bigger, it's harder to bounce back up again. You know, because you got your finance, you got your reputation, you got all of that at stake. When you were just little and no one really knew about you, it didn't matter. But as you get bigger and people get to know about you, it does matter. It does matter. So it's really important to have that positive energy around you. And nothing is worse than having that negative energy that's within the same house with you. That's within the same room with you. That's in the same bed with you. That's horrible. That's a horrible feeling when you turn around and finally admit it to yourself that this person is not supportive of me. For me, one of the telltale signs is, you know, I have people that say, you know, well, I started this and I started doing that and selling it, and they made their first sale and they'll say something to me, you know, Lena, you know, I sold it, and I'm happy for them. And they need to be happy for themselves. But when you go back to that mate and you tell them about your first sale and they say, oh, that's nice. And they're not really listening to you. They're taking the bags out, the groceries, they're looking in the refrigerator. They're not really thinking, because they feel like it's something that's just going to go over your head, something that you're going to, some phase that you're going through, that you're going to pass through this and stuff like that. And if you're a true entrepreneur spirit, it is not going to pass. That is in you. That first sale is going to be your biggest inspiration to make you keep going. But if you don't have that support from home or from those that are around you, and you don't have tough skin. See, the thing about me is I have tough skin. You know, I've been hurt so many times, I can't even name it. So I can, you know, I can take it when my husband doesn't show the enthusiasm that I want him to when I make a sale. Now, when he had his, you know, side business, his side hustle, and he would sell, I was happy for him. We was happy together. But sometimes you can't get that back. Sometimes you can give it, but people are not willing to give it back. So here are some things that you could do, and some things that I can learn about that I could do for in situations like that. If you're sleeping with your enemy, you're sleeping with that person that's not giving you that support, you don't feel they vibe, they're not vibing with you and stuff like that. And depending on how far you're in the relationship, because if I was in a new relationship with my husband, I'd probably just leave, say, forget it. You know, I need somebody that's going to support me. I need someone that's going to be sticking with me, not someone that's going to be non-supportive. And then when things start happening and stuff start flowing, then you want to show your support. You want to come in, and you don't just want to come in, but you want to come in and take over. You want to come in and tell me I'm doing X, Y, Z wrong, and you're doing this, and you should be doing that. You don't want to hear that. Because you want to look at him like, where the hell were you while I was struggling? You wasn't even there for me. You was thinking this is something that just going to pass. A lot of people do not understand the spirit of the entrepreneur. But I'm going to continue because my show is only 30 minutes. So this is called belief.net. beliefnet.com, and they have an article that says how to handle a person who doesn't support your dreams. Are you letting someone stand in the way of your dreams, which is the subtitle? Sometimes you guys have to excuse me when I'm talking. I'm not trying to sound like an idiot or mispronounce things. And I've spoke on it before, and I'll spoke on it again. I had two cysts removed from my inside cheek. And sometimes the inside of my cheek will swell, which will cause a reaction in my pronunciation. I find myself having to pronunciate words sometimes. And sometimes I can't get out the sound of the consonant that's needed. So you have to excuse me, even though I know someone will find that funny to pick on, but you know, people are sick. Okay. So this one says, what started out as a simple annoyance has now avalanched into a vertiginous problem. Call it control or call it insecurity. Your partner is making you feel that you can't breathe and your choices are being mocked. As far as your dreams, well, you can kiss them goodbye. Your dreams are not only discouraged, they are marginalized while swaying with fertility beneath a dictator. That's some deep stuff. Marginalized is a great, great way to define what you may be feeling from your mate. The signs were there, but how did it become so brutal where you gave up the fight to persevere? However, they might allow you to do it under certain criteria or conditions, but this is not sustainable. Those criteria could be anything. To, oh, first you have to cook dinner and then you could work on your thing. Or first you have to, they could be anything like that. That's the way I see the criterias. The ramifications can be fierce when we don't support our spouse, excuse me. Anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, and eventually breaking up all may result from not having individuality. Everyone needs to lead a life that's fulfilled with God's given potential. If you are dealing with resistance when it comes to your spouse supporting your dreams, here's what you should do. One of them says, admit it may be your fault. I don't know about that one, but well, I'll listen. You'll listen while I read it. It sounds harsh, but your mate shows signs before or not cheering you on. You know something was off. Yet, like most of us, you assume you can change this in your favor. Are you ready for some of the signs that you missed? Your partner never showed an interest in your friends or your career. They never listened to you. They always expected you to adapt to them and their schedule. Finally, if they belittled or made fun of your goal, that was a telltale sign that they were never on board with this dream thing. Yes, most of the time we start seeing clues in the beginning of the relationship, and we need to admit that we did not nip it in the bud. And that is very true. That's very true. If you see those signs that they're not even listening to you, that they never really listened to you, they never really showed any interest in anything that you did as far as you trying to make money off of it. And this is a result. You did nip it in the bud to begin with. You didn't call it out, should I say, and deal with it after it's called out so that person will know either they piss or get off the pot, you know? Because hey, this is my dream and I need you to support it. And I know that as women, as females, we are quick to support our man. Our man wants to go around and sell illegal cable boxes. We're gonna have a customer or two that wants to buy one because we're gonna tell them about our spouses trying to our spouse is selling these boxes. We're going to tell them about it. And we're going to get that man a couple of sales. And when you come and say, well, such and such is going to buy, wants to buy one of your things, or, you know, he's happy for you. That's what I find with your mate. It could be a he or he could be a she. But if they're showing signs that they're not interested in what you're talking about, you could be talking about shopping and they're all into it. Then you veer off into, the business that you want to do, whether it involves shopping or not. And that's what I would like to do with my store. I want my store to be different. Somehow you seem that you have lost him or her or them in that conversation. And then the worst part is while you're talking and they say something else. And I'm not talking about to you, but it could be to the TV, it could be to the person in the room. Hey, could you bring me that plate that I had sitting on the counter? And this is why you're talking. Telltale signs. One of the signs that I had knew about was not knew about, but I saw it on a TV on a movie was The War of the Roses with Kathleen, I don't know, I want to say Hepburn, but that's not. And Danny DeVito and Michael Douglas, and he had played the husband whose wife was going off into the catering business. And when she had shown him the contract that she drafted, and they were in the kitchen, and she was telling him about how good she was feeling, he saw a fly and decided to use the contract that she had given him to kill the fly with in front of her. How would you feel? That was indication number one, right there in your face. right there in your face. I love that movie. I am a movie watcher. If you follow me on LJDN Network, you'll see me tweet a movie or post a movie in Instagram. And sometimes I'll do it all three of a good movie, a legend or a classic or some new movie that I watch. I call it Curl Up Sunday, where I curl up with the movie because that's my time to relax. I'm going to take the time to sit and movie watch. It doesn't matter, winter, spring, summer or fall. Sunday is my day with my husband to sit up and to curl up with the movie. And that one is good. It is a classic. It's like American Roses. But it's good. Yeah, but he was not supportive of her. He was not supportive of her. And then she didn't need money. Like most of us need money for our dream. Hers wasn't money. Hers was him just supporting her. But this is a part one series of Sleeping with the Enemy. And I will be back next Monday with more of part two. I will start posting my podcast on my webpage on ljdnpodcast.com. Definitely make sure that you check them out. And they will be there on Mondays as well for those that just want to hear other podcasts with the LJDN podcast. So before I leave, I'm just going to say something. I'm going to put a plug in for LJDN Podcast. LJDN Podcast is really different. I try to be different. I try to be different. And I do it on purpose. And that's why I labeled myself different on purpose. And the podcast as far as being heard. I would like to make sure that everyone can be heard. So if you listen on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it doesn't matter because I stream 24/7. You're going to hear a lot of different people podcasts. You can make up your mind. Some of them have web pages that you can just go and listen to those specific podcasters web page. And some of them are, you know, mixed up. They're all in a melting pot on whatever day that they choose to have their podcast on. So definitely check out and support LJDN Podcasts. That would be the biggest thing that you can do. Support it. Right now, we have 30 days free for 30 minutes of podcasting. So check it out so you wouldn't have to pay for that. The prices are reasonable, too. They start at $7. You got $7 for 15 minutes. Some people, only thing they need is 15 minutes. They need 15 minutes of the time just to say what they want to say, and that's it. And then you have the 30 minute, which is $10 a month. And you have the 60 minutes, which is $15 a month. And it goes by how many days that you would like to do it. Also, there's audio commercials in between with my AI team. I love the AI girls, Lily Jones and Rosie Jones. That's what I've named them. They're going to have their own... They're going to have their own series coming up too. I don't know what the name of it's going to be, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be serious and it's going to be funny as all heck because they are AI. They are AI people who live in a world that they don't seem to get it, that they're AI. So I thought that was a pretty funny thing to put out there. But I want to tell you about the up and coming Rise and Profit Summit. It's going to be June 10th at Mount Trashmore Park in Virginia Beach. The tickets are going to be $25. The $25 ticket is the lawn seats where you will have a table and chair. You won't have to bring your chair and sit on the grass and stuff. You can sit on the table and sit on the chair. And it also includes your lunch. So what you'll be hearing is speakers that's been in a grind. I didn't want those speakers that you have every day, you know, that's sitting there making hundreds of thousands of dollars off TikTok and stuff like that, or selling you some type of thing that to listen to them and keep you paying for that. I wanted people that has been in the grind. I wanted people that's just like me, people who truly know what it's like to be that diamond in the rough and to come out shining after it's all done. Because these are the people that can help people like us. They have great experience. They have great tips. And these are the type of people that you're going to hear at the Rise and Profit Summit on June 10th. I hope you join us. We will be out there from 12 p.m. in the afternoon to 6 p.m. in the evening. Come out and join us. I'm telling you in advance now so you can put that time in because it is on a Friday. It is on a weekday. It's on a Friday. It's a Friday. So take a long weekend. Anyway, I'm past my time. This is Lena Jones. I thank you so much for listening and I thank you for your support. And if you have any questions or comment, please, please email me. You may try to hit me through social media, but sometimes that gets a little bit complicated. So the best way to do is to email me. You can email me at LJDnetwork@gmail.com. And until next Monday, Diamonds, I will see you in the network. And don't forget to check out the Social Health Show. The Social Health Work Show. I will get this right. On Thursdays at 8 live. I want to say live, but don't look at it live because we're a mess. Get the edited version. That'll be on YouTube afterwards. Until then, Diamonds, I love you. Thank you for your support and pray for Ukraine.